Beyond the Beauty is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Bobby Brown.
What can I say about Aunt Alice? My Aunt Alice, who is 89 years old, never taken a medication in her life, never colored her hair, never wore high heels. She's shorter than I am, full disclosure. But she is strong, she is funny, she is brilliant, and she just has more common sense than anyone I have ever met. When Aunt Alice walks into a room and you ask her a question, she says, "Look." When Aunt Alice says, "Look," you better stop and pay attention because you're going to get some major advice. And Aunt Alice has really good advice. I've learned so many things from Aunt Alice. I learned, first of all, the importance of family. I also learned how to have fun, how to have a perspective on things. I have reached out to Aunt Alice many different times in my life. I was either stuck or didn't know what to do. And she was the first one that said to me, "Look, it's time to leave the company." She's the first one, only one that said it. "It's time." I said, "You're right, Aunt Alice." When Uncle Albert and her got married, she went to work with Uncle Albert. She was really helpful with his business and literally worked with him until he retired. She had an incredible, beautiful marriage to Uncle Albert. They were married over 60 years. I didn't know how she was going to go on without him. And you know what? Somehow she has figured out how to be happy. Raised great kids, great friendships, and so many life lessons about how to be a really good, caring person. I could go on. I don't even need Aunt Alice as a guest. I could tell you story after story from her retirement community that she lives in. She doesn't look at old people. She looks at brilliant people. She looks at people that have lived a full life. She lights up in her eyes when she talks about how happy she is. Here's my conversation with Aunt Alice. Are you ready?
What?
I said, are you ready?
I'm ready. What are we doing?
It's an interview. So smile.
Oh, okay. Don't ask how much I weigh, okay?
Okay, yeah, so smile. Aunt Alice, what have you done today?
Well, today I had breakfast, then I went over to hear a lecture, and then I came home waiting for your call.
Okay, what did you have for breakfast?
Come on, you have to know everything.
Yes, this is an interview, Aunt Alice. This is an interview.
Okay, blueberries and bananas, and then later for lunch, then I take an energy bar later. You know, I want to have enough protein.
And what energy bar do you eat?
It's called Wellness.
Uh-huh.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
There's not a lot of sugar. You know, I try to watch.
So, Aunt Alice, you are 89 years old.
Right.
You've never taken a medicine in your life.
I don't think. Maybe my mother gave me some. No, I don't take any medicine, sweetheart.
But how many people of a certain age don't take medicine? Not for the heart, for thyroid, an upper, a downer, nothing.
An upper and a downer, you stay medium. You don't need either one of them, see?
And how do you stay medium?
I just do. I don't know, Bobby. I don't have the need for it, thank God. Look, I believe you exercise, you try to eat well, you keep your mind busy, and I think you keep going. I think it's important.
So I asked you to be on this podcast because I have a lot of role models in my life. You are mm-hmm. always on the top of my list because I find you to be strong. I find you to be down to earth with your feet planted firmly in the ground. I believe that you have lived like a most spectacular, wonderful life. You are still living this amazing life. What is your secret?
You put one foot in front of the other. I've always seen the cup half full. I will go more on the positive. People will discuss subjects and things, and they're very negative. And I say, if that's a road you want to take, go ahead, but I'm not going that way. Bobby, if you have hard times, sometimes it teaches you what to do. Sometimes it's what you do after you have the hard time that makes you strong.
So give me an example.
Listen, I've had very, very difficult times with money, with my, well, you know, with Papa. I don't mm-hmm. have to go there. You decide what you're going to do, and then you just get up and you try and do it, and hopefully it works.
And so you, my Aunt Alice is the oldest daughter. My mother is her youngest sister of my Nana and Papa. I've talked often about Nana and Papa and what they meant to me.
Good.
And Aunt Alice has always been someone in my life that when I was having a tough time, I would go over to Aunt Alice's and everything would disappear. Aunt Alice would be, you know, in her bathing suit by the pool. You'd be hanging in your robe. You make me a robe. Aunt Alice makes robes out of towels.
That's right. I remember that. I remember I let you have ice cream too sometimes.
And I wasn't allowed to have sweets growing up, and Aunt Alice would let me have ice cream. That is a true story. And you were always, it was always just such a safe, fun zone for me.
Bobby, I always felt like you were another one of my children. I always loved you. I thought you were extremely bright.
Really? No one else did.
You had something special for me. I don't know. I can't even exactly know what it was, but you do.
And I was best friends with your youngest daughter, Barbara, who I haven't talked to in a very long time. By the way, Barbara Goodman. But what was I like as a kid? Like, how would you describe me?
Bobby, I came to the hospital when you were born. I came home with you, this little tiny baby. I told you know the story about what you came home in. And you were always adorable. You were sweet. There was something special about you. When you think about it, I don't know, but you just always had my heart.
And is it true that you brought doll clothes to the hospital because I was so little?
Your mom wanted something cute to bring you home in. So I went to the store where I bought the kids' clothes. He didn't have anything that small. And there was a little exhibit, and it had a little, an outfit on, you know. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, could I have that? He said, well, that's just nothing. I said, I want it. I took it home, I washed it, and it fit you.
I was 4.5 pounds when I was born. I was not very big.
No, you were not very big, but you were adorable.
Aw.
What can I say? Bob, you know you're special, and you'll always be special to me.
Aw. What I also really admire about you is that I was lucky enough to watch your love affair with Uncle Albert for so many years.
You know, Bob, I don't know if you remember, at the funeral, the rabbi said, I usually give a eulogy, but today I'm going to tell a love story.
Aw.
People said, you never said Al without Alice or Alice. We lucked out. We both lucked out.
You guys always reminded me of Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward. Did anyone tell you that?
Paul Newman, they used to say all the time.
Yeah, but you know, you're a little Joanne Woodward.
Yeah, well, yeah. Not really.
A little shorter.
I'm shorter than everyone, but okay.
So what is the secret of a 60-year marriage, and what happened when you got mad? What did you do?
Believe it or not, we had one big fight when we were first married. And at the end of the fight, can I tell you about it?
Yeah.
Okay. I liked boiled fish with potatoes and vegetables and stuff, and I made it. I cooked it. He came home and he went, what the hell did you do? It stinks in here. Oh, he was so livid. And it was 14 below zero. He went to open the bedroom window, and he couldn't open it, so he knocked on the wood, and all the glass fell out.
Ooh.
And then I started to scream at him, you are so stupid. How could anybody do that? And we're yelling at each other. We're in the bedroom hollering. And then we started to laugh. We said, what are we laughing at? Fish? And a broken glass. It was so. After that, Bobby, honest, we never had big fights. We had a lot of differences of opinion, but we didn't fight a lot. We really didn't. So I can't tell you what I did. We just didn't fight a lot.
And now you live in this retirement community.
Right.
Right. And you love living there.
Bobby, I have said this before. As long as I can't have him, I'm as happy as I can be. And that's the way I am. I've met some lovely friends. I don't have to do a damn thing. I was always the doer and the giver and the take care of everybody. I don't have to do anything now except enjoy myself. So,
but now you have a boyfriend.
Well, you call him a boyfriend. He's a very dear friend. He really is. I said, everybody here, because we're together a lot, they kept saying, is that your boyfriend? I kept saying, I'm a little old to have a boyfriend. Finally, they asked me again, and I said yes. And I said, Cal, want to be my boyfriend? He said, oh, I'd be honored. So we joke around now. But we're together a lot, and he's a very, very dear friend. Very bright, very, very nice.
And very tall, right?
Well, as a matter of fact, to me, he looks tall. But when his son and his two grandchildren come, he looks short because they're 6'6". He said his wife was 6'1".
And didn't you just come back from a nice family vacation with them?
Yeah, we went to New Orleans. It was great.
You know, 89 years old, there's not a lot of people doing things. Aren't you also going whitewater rafting?
No. No, I am not. I'm going on a river cruise. Oh. I'm not going. Where you got water? Can you see me? Bobby, I wouldn't have done that when I was younger.
Okay. Where is this river cruise?
We haven't decided yet.
Okay. There's just the two of you?
No, just the two of us.
Just two 89-year-old people are getting on a plane.
No, he's 90. He just turned 90 last week.
Okay, so you just get on a plane, get off a plane. Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, you know what? It's wonderful, Bobby. I'm very grateful, and, you know, I hope I'll be here for a while longer. And when I've got the three great-grandchildren now, so that is really fun.
Aw. So, Aunt Alice, this podcast, the name of it is called Beyond Beauty. So, in this podcast, I'm searching for the real meaning of beauty.
Oh.
What does beauty mean to you?
Really and truly, I've always told you this, beauty comes from within. I really mean it. You've taught me a lot about makeup, Bobby, which really helps, I have to tell you that. Because as you get older, your skin gets wrinkled, you can't do as many things as you could. Remember the crayon you sent me?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, that works. I use it every day.
Aw.
But taking care of yourself, eating the proper things, I mean, it's not only just makeup, you know
right.
what I mean? That helps, but...
You believe in beauty from the inside out.
I always did.
Tell us how you do that, because I know that you cleanse a couple times a year.
Yeah, but that helps. Bobby, what you eat, I think that is so important. I think, you know, once in a while I do cheat, I have to say. I've always had a sweet tooth, which I really control now because I have to. But I think what you eat, what you do, exercise is very important. I do all that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I do this super slow thing. I've done it for about 10 years. It's fabulous.
And that's when you lift really heavy weights?
Yeah, you lift weights. I mean, you're buckled in and you have a trainer and everything. And the better you get, the more they raise the weights. I've been doing that for 10 years. It's very helpful.
We've all often talked about weight loss and weight gain and how we feel. But at 89 years old, it's something you haven't just said, the hell with it. I'm going to do what I want.
Oh, no. Most of the people where I live say, oh, what's the difference? I say, one of them said, well, you're 89 years old. What's the difference? I said, well, I want to get to be 90. Oh, I'm so old, so I won't do this, or I won't buy that, or I won't blah, blah, or I'll eat that. No, I try not to think in those terms. When I die, I'll be dead. You know what I mean, but I'm not ready yet.
And when you do go off your clean, healthy diet, Aunt Alice, what do you like to indulge in?
A little ice cream. And don't laugh at me, promise?
Uh-huh.
Okay. A raisin bran muffin. That's my favorite.
Well, a raisin bran muffin is not exactly either healthy or low-cal. We thought it was once, but it's...
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
I know it isn't.
Right.
It's got a lot of sugar, and it's got raisins that have a lot of sugar. But that's something that I cheat with. But other than that, Bobby, I just won't do it anymore.
No pizza, no french fries.
I'm not crazy about that. I mean, you know what I do with the pizza? I eat the top. I eat the cheese.
You eat the cheese. Oh, see, and yeah. I would eat the crust.
Let me put it this way. I watch myself as much as I can because I think I could weigh, if I allowed myself, I'd probably weigh 500 pounds.
Well, you're also a little bit shorter than me, I believe.
I'm shorter than everyone. I'm 4'11 now.
Okay.
At my tallest, I was 5'1".
Well, really? You lost 2 inches?
Yeah.
I actually am a quarter inch taller than I used to be.
How'd that happen?
I don't know. I guess I stand up better.
Well, I stand up pretty good. I still can't make it.
Yeah. I mean, I think being 5 foot tall has made me certainly tougher. Do you think it has something to do with you?
Mm-hmm, maybe. Although the only time it ever bothered me is when I was younger. When I was younger, I'd get in an elevator, and people were not all using, they smelled, okay?
Uh-huh.
I was up to everybody's armpits.
Aunt Alice, I understand. That's why I hate taking subways.
Well, you know what? I would hold my breath till they called my floor. Honest to God.
Aww.
It was awful.
Aww. So you were a very early working mother, right? I mean, how did you manage it?
Luckily, Bobby, it was our own business, so I could go the times I wanted to. You know what I mean? I was home at 2:30 with an apron on. They didn't even know I left. That was the point of having our own business. That was wonderful.
Was it challenging?
In our business, very. Well, even when I worked for my dad, we were Lincoln Mercury dealers. By the time I was 16 years old even, I could run his business. I could say it now because everybody else said it better than he did.
Mm-hmm.
We had 68 employees, 3 places. Challenging? Whoa, you have no idea.
What advice do you have for working moms today?
Oh, that's a tough one. Well, they have to work. I guess you have to have a nanny. You better have a good one. And be home as much as you can. Do as much with your kids as you can because you can't go back and do that again.
And looking back, what was your favorite age, do you think?
My favorite age?
Uh-huh.
I honestly think, well, being married, that was great. But having my first child, I think birth is a miracle.
Mm.
And with your first child, I mean, you're feeling everything new. I loved it. And then, of course, having the other kids, that was great. It was a little easier, you know. Kind of know what you're doing by then,
mm-hmm.
hopefully. But I think my favorite age was having my children.
And what do you think about women's lib?
My friends used to say I was the first women's libber. I have to tell you, Bobby, I never have had a problem with it because I was always around a man's business. The one thing I didn't like about the women's lib is they put the men down. And my thing, I always said, if that's the way you're going to get someplace by putting somebody else down, you're not going to get anywhere.
Right. And tell us, what do you read now?
I read a lot of magazines, and I read a lot of Cal. Well, you know, Cal was my friend, was a professor at Harvard for 36 years. And he's always bringing me the magazines that have something to do with medicine and stuff. I read a lot of those things now. And sometimes the New York Times, and whatever.
Do you read the newspapers on your iPad or computer?
No, I read the newspapers here because we get them in the library.
Ah.
So I go down, I read them here. I even read the Trib, which is really nothing. You could read it in 5 minutes because I look up the obituaries now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I do.
Why?
How else would I know if somebody died?
Oh, my God. That must be one of the hardest things about getting older.
Yeah, it is, losing all your friends.
Yeah.
You know, Uncle Albert's group that he played poker with, there were 11 guys, so that made 22 of us. There are now 3 of us left out of the 22. It's tough. It's really tough. So you have to know how to make new friends. That's why I'm happy where I'm at.
Well, Aunt Alice, I don't even think that words could describe what you have meant to me. And I don't even know if you know this, but you are on my Instagram because I'm celebrating women's empowerment, women's history. You were my first person I put up and talked about you. You're very funny because we also put a link to our videos that we did together and people love you. I still do think that you have a career in your garage. You remember when I was at Yahoo and I wanted...
Oh, that was fun. Bobby, the thing when they used to come with the cameras, I had to take my car out of the garage. I had a 2.5 car garage.
Just for you guys that are listening, when I was beauty editor of Yahoo, we had a crew come to Aunt Alice's a couple times a month and shoot these great you know, this content called Ask Aunt Alice, which you could still get on YouTube, by the way. And it was Oprah had left Chicago, so these guys used to film Oprah. So I had the Oprah crew in Aunt Alice's kitchen, you know.
Oh, we were so funny.
It was really
great.
And
I would always give them lunch. They loved it. We had so much fun.
Oh, no, it was great. And people would write in questions, and you even had your own Twitter.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, Aunt Alice, I still have plans and an idea that we're going to set up a little corner in the retirement community, Ask Aunt Alice, and you're going to interview all these amazing people and find out, you know, who they are and tell their stories.
Oh, that would be fun.
There's a lot to teach the young people.
No, some of them, they love to tell their stories, Bobby.
Yeah, I bet they do. And you know what? Us young people of 60 plus have a lot to learn.
Great. Maybe you'd come here one time.
I would love to come here one time.
Would they flip? Oh, my God, Bobby. If you came and you talked to the women, they would flip out.
We'll do a fireside chat.
I love you.
All right, Aunt Alice, thank you for doing this. As my producer, Allie, said, you are harder to book than Mickey Drexler. So
I love you so much.
I love you, too. And Elvis Duran.
You still are so special to me, I can't tell you.
Aww,
I love you.
You're the best, Aunt Alice. I want you to make me another robe, please.
No, I don't have my sewing machine anymore.
All right. All right, love you. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right, tell someone to show you Instagram, please.
The what?
Tell someone to show you my Instagram.
Okay.
All right, love you.
Love you.
Okay,
bye.
Bye-bye. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.